Okay,
Okay.
that's fine. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. Well, you'll see, and I'll see at the same time.
The experiment.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. In the studio with us today, we have members of the phenomenal group Quetzal that are visiting Washington, D.C., and I couldn't resist an opportunity to bring them in for a guest DJ session. Folks, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Felix.
Okay, so why don't you have go around the room, introduce yourself so the listeners will get used to your voice and will know who's talking when.
Okay, well, my name is Marta Gonzalez. I'm the singer, songwriter, percussionist.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Tailana Renga Enomoto. I play violin in the group and some singing.
Quetzal Flores. I'm the lead vocalist and the only songwriter in the band.
We're starting with a track from your great new album. Tell us the name of the track and the name of the album.
The name of the album is called The Eternal Get Down.
Love the record.
It's
title.
On Smithsonian Folkways label. And the song you're listening to is called Pillow People. The more they come, they'll challenge sets of law and knowing what is seen, what it's holding, there is no destroying.
Tell us about what the story is that you're telling in the song.
Well, it's really in direct response to the kind of demonizing that immigrants have been subjected to. And what we're trying to do is, you know, narrate the trek from start to finish. What our immigrants' families have had to endure, especially from Latin America. One of the major parts of the chorus says, and if you've heard this story, you know more pain than glory. So, and that is pushing back on the idea that immigrants are here to take, that they're criminals, that they don't contribute anything to society. They contribute so much to this country, and they have built this country has been built by immigrants, and we forget that.
Thank you. Pillow People from Quetzal, from their latest album on Smithsonian Folkways Records, The Eternal Get Down. How long has the band been going, and has a social message always been part of the theory behind the band, the concept?
The band started in 1993, so this is our 24th year.
Wow.
And yes, from the beginning, the idea was to really use this as a vehicle to talk about things, to discuss things. It comes out right out of the uprising in Los Angeles.
Right after the Rodney King verdict.
That's right. And then growing, I grew up in the movement. My parents were involved, and so it was not even a question whether or not when I decided I was going to do music or when music decided it was going to do me, that it was always going to have this powerful message attached to it, you know? Because this is, just because I became a musician, I didn't stop being the child of my parents and a product of my environment and who they brought me up to be.
When you say the movement, I have to clarify for the people who are not from California, who are not Chicano, you know, that's shorthand for us,
the movement, right?
But it is an era of social activity, social engagement that started principally around dignity and work for the United Farm Workers through the union, but then social justice issues throughout the community. And there's some people who are just part of the movement and just, you know, that's when you say the movement, we know what we're talking about, the Chicano movement, yes, the social movement. So that's just to bring everybody else in on the conversation.
Thank you, Felix.
Okay, so the idea was to bring in some music that you are listening to that influenced you. That, what do you have?
Let's see. I brought a piece by Kendrick Lamar off of his new EP called Blood.
So tell me why you chose this track.
I've just been really fascinated by his work, and I'm just I'm immersed in what he's doing right now.
Okay, and then did a little birdie tell me that you're on this track?
Huh? Yes, okay. The birdie's sitting over here.
Yes!
So you're playing violin on this track?
I'm playing violin on this track, yes.
Oh, congratulations. Awesome. This is Kendrick Lamar, Blood, from his EP, Damn. Is it wickedness?
So I was taking a walk the other day, and I seen a woman, a blind woman, pacing up and down the sidewalk. She seemed to be a bit frustrated, as if she had dropped something and having a hard time finding it. So after watching her struggle for a while, I decided to go over and lend a helping hand, you know. Hello, ma'am. Can I be of any assistance? Seems to me that you have lost something. I would like to help you find it. She replied, oh yes, you have lost something. You've lost your life.
Is it wickedness?
Lamar stated views. Lamar stated views on police brutality with that line in the song, quote, and we hate the popo, want to kill us in the street, fo show.
Ah, please. Ugh, I don't like it.
Within that mix of music and sound is Tailana's violin. Tell us a little bit about this circle of young musicians who are revitalizing jazz in a way that has a hip-hop influence, but they're not bowing down to either one. You know, it's like a perfect synthesis. Tell me about what it's like to be around these musicians when you're working, and what is that a flow of exchange of ideas like?
For me, it's just very organic. Like, when I first started playing music, I was immersed in this amazing mix of of social movement and things, not from only just the Chicano movement, but also from like the hip hop movement. And so that's where I kind of knew all of them from, Terrace Martin and these folks, you know, who were like the homies.
Right, they're just your guides,
so,
right?
So now it's like, now we're all kind of doing stuff, and like that whole group, the West Coast Get Down and right. all them, they're all just like coming through and doing these amazing, amazing works. And I feel so proud of them, and I feel so excited to be close to them and get to be somewhat in the mix with them. But they're like a family, a very tight-knit family, because they grew up together from, you know, back in the day. Some of them have known each other since they were little kids, like 3 years old and stuff. So it's really amazing. It's very powerful to be around them.
Okay, so for listeners who are not familiar with them, why don't you just say some of their names so that people can go out and look for their records, because they're all, I don't even have the words to say how much I'm admire and respect the music that they're making.
Let's see. Well, there's Ron Bruner. There's Thundercat has Steven Bruner, his brother. Miles Mosley, Cameron Graves, the piano player. Dear friend from high school, Tony Austin, is deeply in the mix. Drummer, amazing drummer. And they're all multi-talented, doing all kinds of stuff. Producer, Tony Austin, I think, is producing. He has a hand in producing Kamasi's new project that's coming out. They're beasts all across the board, and family to each other. And so it's great to have them all supportive of each other's own individual projects, as well as when they come together and perform. It's just amazing.
And I'm going to put you on the spot, because you know, you being part of that collective, part of that mix, it's what I tell people my age, right? Late 50s, I'm telling people, you know, you got to listen to these young cats that are doing stuff, because not only are they making amazing music, but they're ignoring genres, they're ignoring boundaries. And if you really want to know what America looks like, multi-ethnic, mixed marriages, mixed ethnicities, you know, all of this stuff, just listen to that music, because everybody, there is no ethnicity, there is no boundary. Everything is all mixed together. Mm-hmm. And so I'm actually a fanboy now that you're part of that. You're part of that scene, because I have so much respect for them. So thanks for bringing that track in and letting us know that you're part of that.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next? Who's got a record? Ketsan, let's go.
Sure. So I'm gonna go with The Smiths, Cemetery Gates.
I dread a sunny day, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gate. Are on your side.
Okay, so why the laughter? What's going on? Why do you guys
I
laugh?
Think I know why he chose this.
Why?
Man, since my son was born, we have like this play between us with music. And so there's this like certain songs that we understand are our songs, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so every morning that when I do take him to school, Martha and I share those duties. But when I do get to take him to school, and when he steps in the car, he knows that this song is going to start playing. And he's like, yes, my jam, right? He loves this song. And so, like, for the rest of our lives, we'll be able to, like,
awesome.
Relate to one another with.
You, sir, throws the sundown salutation to the dawn. And you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and poems, the words you use should be your own. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. But there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. He'll trip you up and laugh when you fall. From whence was ripped some dizzy whore 1804. A dreaded sunny day, so let's go where we're happy, and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Oh, Keats and Yeats are on your side. A dreaded sunny day, so let's go where we're wanted, and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose, cause where the lover wild is on the mind.
Smiths or not Latino. We play everything here, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you know, especially East LA, if you know Chicanos in East LA, then you know that the Smiths are a part of that social fabric, and Morrissey. And so, like, there was this play recently that I saw about Morrissey, and it sort of charted, you know, Chicano and Latino's affinity with androgynous crooners, or, you know, sexually ambiguous crooners. And they talk about Paquito La del Barrio, they talk about Juan Gabriel,
right?
And they talk about Morrissey. And they're like, of course. And if you go to a Morrissey concert in LA, it is 99% raza and probably like 50% queer. You see homies, you see gang members that are openly queer there, holding hands, men that are holding hands, they're all tatted up and looking hard, but not looking hard.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's a thing. You know, it's a thing in our culture. And so my son knows that story too. And so we talk about those things, and they're all, these songs are always teaching moments and learning moments for both of us. Right.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Now that you mentioned it, we have to talk about the fact that Quetzal and Martha are partners in music and in life. So let's talk a little bit about what kind of challenges that poses in raising a family.
Well, I think that...
Without getting too personal and not bringing up a therapy session.
No, right. You know, okay, now that you said that, I'm going to change the subject. No. You know, with my son, first of all...
What's his name?
His name is Sandino.
Okay.
Jose Maria Sandino Gonzalez Flores. He has a long name. He's the first grandson born after the death of Quetzal's grandfather. His name was Jose Maria. And so, but we call him Sandino. And Sandino was born into music. I performed till I was about 8 or 9 months pregnant. And so he was born musical, I think. And we took him with us everywhere. We lived in Veracruz for a while. And up until he was school age, where he really needed a regular schedule and had to start going to preschool and then kindergarten, he was out on tour with us. So that wasn't a sacrifice. Babies are happy when they're with their families, and that's it. And so we are his family, and he was with us the whole time. Now he has a support system that's incredible. My mom will stay with him in his own, so that he's comfortable in his own bed, para que duerma en su cama, you know. And then his mom is with him now. I get that Grandma Consuelo is with him, or Maye is with him, or his tia Sochi is with him. And so, you know, he has a lot of tias, a lot of grandma, so, you know.
Okay, Martha, since we're talking about family and you have the floor, what track did you bring in?
Okay, so I brought in from the new album by Chicano Batman. It's called Freedom is Free. And the name of the song is Friendship is a Small Boat in a Storm.
Heart. So you share what's inside, thinking that all is said in confidence, but then you realize you're along for the ride, thinking that all is said in confidence. Yeah, you realize.
Chicano Batman with the song Friendship is a Small Boat in a Storm. And when you look at the video, watch the background singers. Those are the young ladies from Mariachi Flor de Toloache out of New York.
That's right.
Doing the background singing. Yeah. Okay, who's next? Who's got a song? Okay, let's see. How about you, Ty?
Her name is Little Sims. And she's this young lady who's like a very powerful MC who I've just kind of been like studying a little bit or just inspired by. So this is Little Sims off of her 2015 album, A Curious Tale of Trials and Persons. I think she's just been innovative, really innovative in her songwriting, and she's just a powerful MC. She's got a lot to say, and this track is, it speaks about a struggle, but then also like kind of uplifting too, like, yeah, we can make it out.
This is my story. Wait. Nah, this is our story, this is our fate, this is our kingdom, this is our place, this is our freedom. Cut off them chains, this is our struggle, this is our pain, this is our love, this is our trust, this is our daughters, this is our sons, give me back my wings. Oh, give me back my wings, see I just wanna fly again. Wanna try and you fail, try to try again. Head up in the stars, I promise I'm higher than the right person for the job you hired to fire them. Are we working for the same thing, same towards thing. The same goal? Same. Are we losing the passion of which we came for? Are we strong but identifying the same flaws? Same fighting flaws. Each other but battling for the same cause. Let me breathe, ain't got the time to be your enemy. That shit is draining and taking up too much energy. I'd rather invest in something that's worth it, the time is precious. And for Sims to waste it, it's something that you'll never see. Hold me to it, everything is just a memory. It's getting more distant and ever more distant. And I remember I am not fucking about getting more vicious than ever. I'll be fine as long as I got my head up.
Breathe.
I ain't prayed in a minute. Before you judge me, hold that thought and let me finish. For a long time I thought that praying was just asking for things like the road to riches and diamond rings. But now I know that I just gotta be thankful. Blessings every day, shit I've got my hands full. Lessons every day, I'm learning from all angles. Mom, stop stressing over shit that I'ma handle. Don't you know, see me got you, I ain't even got to say it. The album's here, I hope you love it, hope you play it. I know you knew this day will come, I know you prayed it. Can't wait to look at you and tell you that I made it. See, it's amazing. Good things come to the people that wait and are waiting. Tell me, do you believe the quote above I stated? Nobody handed me a dream, I had to chase it. I had to be business-minded and put aside my feelings. I had to find my own truth, my own meanings. Wrote this in the same pigeon that started in. Had to dream big, had to look beyond my ceiling. Do you feel it?
Feel it.
Hand on my heart, if only you could feel the way it's beating.
I mean it.
This is the type of music that ain't ever gonna sell. Well, should've never ever told me that. Should've never ever told me that. What if I prove you wrong? Tell me now, could you live with that? No, you wouldn't wanna live with that. I ain't saying this will go to number one, no, I ain't saying that. I know you know that I ain't saying that. I just wanna do the sort for my people, fuck the rest. Give you realness every time, nothing more, nothing less. And it goes like, no time for these old lives. I'm onto something big, all thanks to the Most High. My power more relentless and less defensive, it's in my mechanism. Don't give a fuck about cold sides. Never scared of giving them something that's too real. They don't have to play this, I know that you will, and you will. No, you can't ignore it. No. Many of us want this life, but just ain't caught up for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't you ever forget who told you this. No, don't you ever see this is for your kids. Yeah, don't you ever overlook this here. So this is our message, this is our faith. This is our voice, this is our names, this is our new, no we want change. This is our sun, this is our rain, this is our win, this is our fail, this is our hands, how can we help? This is our heaven, this is our hell, this is our story, this is our tell.
Sims and the track Wings. Nice call. Good one.
It's just what I've been listening to. You guys put me on the spot. I'm on the way over here going, what are we doing again? Oh yeah, you need to bring, what are you listening to? And I'm like, okay, well these two tracks are that's it.
Well, you know, sometimes that's the way it works, right? You just got to kind of improvise. But we're glad you're here.
Thank you. Right? It's an honor to be here.
We're glad she said yes.
They catch me in the morning when I'm groggy and I don't don't know better, you know. You're like, okay, we're going to go do this thing. Here's some coffee. Let's go have some coffee.
Yeah, we'll feed you. We'll put some coffee in you. Exactly. And you're like, what am I doing? Who's this guy? What are we doing? Look at this building. Wow.
Exactly.
All right. We're in the studio with Quetzal, three members of Quetzal, who are in Washington, D.C. This week to attend the closing ceremonies of the Poet Laureate of the United States, who is the first Latino Poet Laureate of the United States. It's a position that is sponsored by the Library of Congress, and that is Juan Felipe Herrera, who, by way of full disclosure, I have to say, is an old friend of mine from back in the day, back in the 80s, from Fresno. And we talked to him here in Alt Latino when he was named the Poet Laureate of California about 4 years ago, and before he had this national post. Okay, so let's move on to our next track. Quetzal, it's your turn.
I got Georgia Ann Muldrow, Roses.
So, okay, so before we play it, tell us about the artist and tell us why you chose the song.
Man, this last summer we did a bunch of concerts at the Ford Amphitheater. In Los Angeles, the Johnson Ford Amphitheater in Los Angeles. And one of those concerts was called Artivista. And it was about women artivists. And so we had Medusa, who's like the godmother of West Coast hip hop. We had Alice Bag, who's like the godmother of West Coast punk rock. We had Marta. We had La Marisol.
From La Santa Cecilia.
We had all these incredible women on the stage at once. And one of those women was Georgia Ann Muldrow. And I was part of the backing band. And there were so many moments that were just so powerful. But when she came up and did her thing, like I froze. Like I had to stop and watch because I didn't want to play anymore. I wanted to be in the audience and listen and watch, you know. And so she's so powerful. This young woman, she's gifted and she's a great songwriter and she's quirky as hell and she's just like a delight to be around and just like a monster musician, composer, and producer.
When I'm down, I just draw some roses on a pretty piece of paper with my red Seville alone pencil. Halfway through, I feel so much better. I imagine happiness and it runs right to me. Such amazing beauty.
Just to
pretty piece of paper with my recipe low. Pencil almost through.
Almost through.
I feel so much better. I imagined happiness and it ran right to me. Such amazing beauty.
Georgia Ann Muldrow with the track Roses. Thank you for turning us on to this artist. It's not something that maybe we would know about unless somebody else told us about it.
Yes. And she's in Vegas. She's living in Vegas, but she comes to LA often. And, you know, one of our other collaborators, Quincy McCrary, who's in his own right an incredible musician, and he's on the Eternal Get Down as well. He's worked with her a bunch, and Aloe Black has worked with her, and Maya Jupiter has worked with her. And so this is our connection to Georgia Ann.
Okay, so you just mentioned something that reminded me that I forgot to ask you about, the album title.
In the song Critical Time, there's a lyric that says, "Beyond the picket and the boycott and the trend that will soon be abated." All of these deaths are interrelated. Ferguson, Emmett, Guerrero, and Brown. How do we initiate our people into the eternal get down?
Get down!
And when you think about getting down, you know, for us, for Raza, and for Black people, getting down is an affirmation. It's uplifting. It's something that we understand as, you know, being down, getting down. Are you down?
Right.
And so... And in the English language, down is usually like this, like depressive, this sort of like, you know.
Negative connotation.
Yeah. And so, but this is how we roll. We roll with these things in this way. And so the eternal get down is an inquiry into the possibility of resourcing our communities and those traditional systems that exist within our communities that are regenerative and that allow us to sustain movement. And because we're musicians, we've been, you know, closer to a lot of these things and able to borrow from these ways to create these spaces, these horizontal spaces.
Can always count on you guys for a lot of deeper meaning than just a casual phrase.
Sorry.
The name of the track again, what is it?
Critical Time.
Critical Times from Quetzal. We were just listening to the music of Quetzal, and three of the members of the band are in the studio with me today for our guest DJ. And I think we're down to our last track. Everybody's played two. Okay. Marta, what do you have left?
All right. So I recently was on a panel with this woman, and I had started actually really listening to her because I knew I was going to meet her. And and this track is called El Café es Árabe. And it's by Shadia Mansour. And she's rapping with M1 from Dead Prez.
صباح الخير يا ولاد عمومنا تفضلوا شرفونا شو بتحب مضيف دم عربي ولا دموع من عيوننا بعتقد هيك تأملوا نستقبل من هيك تعقدوا لما تركموا على غلطة من
You know, my son... As I was listening to her in my car, my son was immediately, Mami, ¿qué es eso? What is that? And I said, oh, it's Shadia Mansour. I'm going to meet her today. And, you know, this is her music.
And she's from where?
She's from London, but she's of Palestinian descent.
Uh-huh.
And so Al Kofi is a scarf, right? The religious scarf in Palestine. And she's talking about cultural appropriation, right? And how she's asserting how Al Kofi, the scarf, is it's Arab. My son was immediately drawn to the language, and even though we both don't understand what she was saying exactly, he was very moved by her lyricism, her like her energy, her, you know, her kind of, the tone in her voice.
Thank you. Thank you all so much for bringing in the songs that you brought in. Every musician has their own musical taste and their own backgrounds and their own styles that they really listen to when they're at home. All these disparate elements come together, and they come together and they create one sound. And that's what Quetzal has been doing for, like you said, almost 25 years now. And thanks again to the three members of Quetzal who joined us today.
Quetzal Flores.
Tailana Renga Enamoto.
Marta Gonzalez.
Thank you all for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much, Felix. So much. You're amazing, and we're always rooting for you over here.
Thanks, man. Thanks. We want to remind our listeners that you can hear all the songs we play today on our website. There's some amazing videos that go with this music, so please check it out. We're at npr.org/altlatino. And also reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. I will be better at it, I promise, for answering your messages on Facebook. I just get a little bit behind sometimes. But please, please reach out and say hello and let us know what you think of the show. Again, my name is Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino. Thank you all for listening.